my name is Toby Flair. I am a middle school principal. Work at Harry Hurst Middle School in Destrehan, Louisiana. I have 7th and 8th grades, and we have about 500 students that we service. I have been a principal here for 4 years now. I was actually a teacher here for 7 years, so it's good to be back home, so to speak. And then I was an assistant principal various places for 6 years. So just kind of been in and around the district doing some different things.
How long has it been that you've been working with Susan and SOAR Study Skills?
This is the first year. We started doing some research because we were writing a grant at the end of last school year in an effort to help our students with organizational skills, study skills, that kind of thing. And we found, you know, some information about the program, contacted Susan. She came in, did a training over the summer of some key staff members of mine, and we've just implemented SOAR beginning this year.
What were some of the challenges that you were facing that made you want to inquire more about a study skills program?
Well, at the end of last year, our test score results were really good. But we noticed that students, as far as their grades were concerned, their coursework grades, they struggled in several of their classes. And when we looked a little bit deeper as to why they were struggling, what we found for the most part overwhelmingly was that students had missing homework assignments or had lost points on homework assignments, and in talking with teachers, they really felt like it was a disorganization kind of an issue. It was a lack of support at home kind of an issue. It was a lack of study skills kind of an issue. And so that was really the driving force behind our looking for something to remedy some of those problems for students and working on the grant. We knew that was the area, or those were the areas we wanted to tackle. And then when we looked at our failure rate, not the standardized test score failure rate, but our coursework failure rate at the end of the year, that just drove home for us even more why the SOAR program was a critical need.
Now, I know you've only been doing this for just a few months at this point, but how have you seen this affecting your students? And I know that the parents are involved with this process and your teachers, and what are the results of that been for you at this point? Have you noticed some results already with your students?
We have. We came out of the gates real strong with the program. We trained our entire staff, and only certified teachers are running the SOAR programs. Our paraeducators are not. So every teacher in the building has been assigned a SOAR group of students. So they work with about 15, 16 students every afternoon. It's the last 20 minutes of the school day every day. And it's basically the way we sold it to the parents, aside from the organizational skills that it fosters, the making sure they're, you know, prepared for the next day, organizing their books, their notes, their binder, what to do at home with all of their belongings and supplies and papers throughout the year. Aside from that, we really sold it as the last 20 minutes of the day is our way of preparing students for home learning. It's kind of like the bookend to the end of the day. I can tell you that that has helped tremendously in students turning in homework assignments and being more responsible with their work. I can also tell you that their school bags have become so much lighter. They're only carrying around one binder and then any textbook they might need for the day. So we've gotten good feedback on that. Kids really liked using the binder for the most part. But I would tell you, overall, the success of the program has been well worth the time and the effort and the energy that we spend following up with teachers, following up with students, talking with parents, working with teachers on difficult students, providing them with study skills. But overall, I would tell you that it's been a very successful program.
What has it been like for you to actually work personally with Susan?
Supportive is the first word that comes to mind. I mean, of course, she's knowledgeable about the program. And so having the support and the follow-up from her, you know, I still receive emails about how are things going? Do you have any pitfalls right now? Can we support you through anything? You know, the survey that she sent out not too long ago, being able to do this and answer some questions, it's good to see that there's someone who is so I don't, indoctrinated and completely immersed in the program, but at the same time is willing to share that passion and enthusiasm.
Yes.
That's what she shared with us over the summer. And I will tell you that she was very confident in answering some of the logistical questions that came up on the end of some of the teachers that were in that training over the summer. And she helped them to think through it. And her confidence, I think, gave them confidence in being able to turn around and train the rest of the staff. And she didn't send the "don't worry, everything is going to be okay" message. It wasn't that. The message that she sent to them was, are you going to have some roadblocks? Absolutely. Are you going to have some students who will be resistant? Most definitely. But you deal with them the way that you deal with any student who would be in your class who would be resistant to anything instructionally anyway. That was the ultimate message. And I really just, I enjoyed working with her as a teacher, but also as a professional and as a consultant who was very confident.
Is there anything that you haven't shared with me that if somebody was considering working with Soror Study Skills that they should know?
Really know what it is that you're trying to target and really be clear on why your students may not be performing to the level that you expect them to perform. Don't try and just use this program as a fly-by-night Band-Aid. It is a very purposeful, well-constructed program, and it has great potential to develop student responsibility, develop student thinking, develop their autonomy in owning their own schoolwork and taking pride in it. It has great potential to do that if it's used in the right way. I would also say when you're looking at the program, if you're considering it, think about, I mean, really map out. I had a, from my core leadership team, I had a group of four key teachers that I had in with me. I'm so glad that we planned it out as in detail as we did, because we looked through the entire program, the whole book, and we started listing all of the materials and supplies that we would need for the entire school year to get us through the program. It's so critical to do that and not just say, well, I'm going to order this book for every teacher and just give it out to teachers and say, okay, use this, you know, instructionally in your classroom, because then the program is, you won't do justice to it, and it'll just fall apart. You really have to plan out what materials you need to purchase, and from there move into the professional development. And if you really want it to work, you've got to put the materials in the hands of teachers and students. Otherwise, it really will flounder.